Okay, so we're back on Tetanati, and today I have like a very, very special guest. And I know that I keep saying this about my guests, but yeah.
Everyone is special.
You know what I mean? But everyone is special in their own way, you know what I mean? That's why I always like to say I have a special guest, you know what I mean? And the more we talk over the, or the more people listen to the podcast, then they'll understand what I meant by they special, you know what I mean? So I'm not going to say much. I have a guy who looks at himself as like a full-on, full-time steering, full-time dream chaser. Like, yeah. He goes by, oh, he's a villain, actually. I won't even say his name.
Yeah.
He's the villain of the city, XA. My dog, please introduce yourself to people and so that they know who you is, yo.
Yeah, thank you for having me. First of all, my name is Lebza the Villain.
Mm-hmm.
My mother named me Lebogang. Surname is Tubakhala. So, yeah, Lebs of the Villain. Happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure, my dog. So for people who don't know who Lebs of the Villain is,
what is he?
What does he do? Yes.
Yo, so Lebs of the Villain is ultimately a music producer, a DJ, all time dream chaser, hungry guy in the streets. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've been DJing since I was 13 years old.
Okay.
I'm on a YFM platform, Mix platform, YTKO, which was occupied by DJ Shimza at some point. Then it was occupied by Speedstar.
Okay.
Yeah, then
big names, dog. Big names, bro.
Big names, big shoes, bro.
You know what I mean? So you have big shoes to feel, like,
big names, big shoes, bro. Yeah.
Nah, but I trust. So before we get into everything, I want you to take us back. Like, you grew up in Midrand, dang it.
Yeah. So I grew up actually at Ivory Park too, which is part of Midrand.
Okay.
But a lot of people see it as Tembisa. But when you go to Ikurileni, they tell you, nah, you're not part of us.
Are you for real?
Yeah. So we're not part of Ikurileni, but we are part of the city of Johannesburg.
Okay.
Which is then they put us Ivory Park under Midrand, which is a township. Like, literally, the only thing that separates Ivory Park and Tembisa is a street.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Kota manje still ban valela.
Exactly. No, but I think we're also happy where we are.
Okay, that's fresh. That's very fresh. Really, but J. Cole, love yours, ain't it?
Yeah, love yours, definitely.
Okay, so how did growing up at Ivory Park shape you and make you become the person that you are right now, like the influence?
Yeah.
That it had on you and your music, basically. Yeah. Like, look, take me back to how it started.
Yeah,
like,
so how it started was very weird, man. There used to be a guy, Kokasi, called Tsubula, who used to be a DJ also. But back then, it was like vinyl DJs.
Tsubula?
You know? Yeah, Tsubula.
What does that mean?
I don't know what that means,
bro. Or was it government?
I don't know if it's government or it's hood names or you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
It's one of those, but he was one of those guys. Yeah.
Okay, cool, yeah.
And he was playing vinyl at the time. So I used to follow him around and see what he does until my parents moved to another part of the hood, which was Ebony Park.
Okay.
And when I went there, because I was like up and down Ivory, Ebony, Tembisa, my aunt lived in Tembisa, still does.
Okay.
My grandmother lived in Ivory Park, so Bonkula no Koko.
Yeah.
And then
in
Ebony Park was my parents' house.
Okay.
So I was up and down all three places. And then when I got to Ebony Park, I met a guy called Chuck, DJ Chuck, who had the latest equipment. He wasn't the vinyl guy.
Okay.
He was like the CD guy, laptop. You know what I mean?
Yeah. My MP3 and stuff.
And obviously, he started teaching me how to play and started making me listen to music. So how that influenced my music was that at the time of the early 90s, because that's where I was born. I was born in 92.
Yeah.
So the 90s were like, for me, the house music there was arguably the best.
Of course.
You know, there was,
I agree.
You know what I mean? There was both Terrence Music Box from Soul Candy.
True.
Like the Soul Candy mix sessions. There's Abo V in House Africa's stuff. You know what I mean?
And they owned the house scene for like
a decade.
Like Boma 2006,
yeah, exactly.
Seven,
you know what I mean? Like, so, at that time, it was like, wow, dude, the house music was like so beautiful and so great that it was the only thing, you know what I mean, that I was interested in. And it just made everybody vibe. Like, oh, it just had "But touch the sky," something about you.
And plus,
you know, and a lot, dog, you know. So, yeah, so I was like, yo, man, I have to. I really love the sound and I really want to jump on it. So how that influences my style of production is that I always thrive to go for the musical side of the production side.
Okay,
you know,
okay,
so like, okay, I want people to listen to my song and kind of like feel somebody playing a live instrument.
Yeah,
or some, because that's the era of house music I grew up in. You know what I mean? So I was that's how it influenced. But I think also having different sides of almost everything, you know. I went to school in the burbs, I lived in the hood,
yeah,
so I could see both sides, yeah, of the world, you know.
Okay,
what I mean?
Okay,
so, yeah,
okay, you are a hybrid, Grinch,
yeah, Grinch, oh, sharp, yeah.
Oh, wait. Okay, sharp. And I was like reading your bio, yabo, and they do like mention your mom's, like, so I thought to myself, okay, shoot, your relationship with your mom's is very like
tight,
strong, you,
yeah,
know,
yeah, no, it's
so like, tell me, and on there they say that there's a quote that you don't have to like somebody to respect them. So is that the quote that you live by within this industry?
That's it, bro.
So like, that's your backbone, that's your foundation, that's your structure,
that's my structure, that's my platform. Because I feel like it's also like working with people. You don't have to like people to work with them. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
My mom once told me that you don't have to like people in order for you to respect them. You know what I mean? You don't have to be my buddy to respect the fact that you are behind that mic and you do your job and you do it well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So I have to respect that. And that's how my mom raised me. Like, whatever. My relationship with security guards, maintenance ladies in the building is always at a respectable level, because it doesn't matter what you do.
Yeah,
I still have to respect you.
Yeah,
you know what
respect
I mean?
The human.
Yeah, I have to. And if anything, before anything, we are all human.
Yeah.
So that's needs
true.
To be the first thing at the top of my mind every single time I come across anybody.
No.
Yeah. So
your mom's gave you some very powerful words.
So that's, I take that quote everywhere I go. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just respect everyone. Yeah.
That's fresh, my dog. Okay. Okay. Enough about that, Gil. Okay. So you grew up, you fell in love at 13. You fell in love with house music. Yeah, well,
fell in love before 13. Started DJing when I was 13.
Oh,
yeah.
Uba no tenu ba umchida kutsupa.
Utsupula. So Utsupula was the one that made me fall in love with house music.
With house music and the vinyls and stuff.
And then Chuck was the one that taught me how to play. Yeah.
And that was 13 years.
Yeah, when I was 13. Yeah.
So you fell in love with music, or house music, at a very young age, né?
Yeah.
And then you grew up, and then you realize it's okay, I want to do this thing. Definitely, definitely, sure. This is my spillion, you know what I mean? And then you went to Boston.
Yeah.
And you studied.
I actually went to Soul Candy Institute of Music before that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
To study music business and music production, just to, you know, just touch up on the skills, yeah, and understand more of the craft. And then after that, I went to Boston Media House to go study marketing.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So now, after everything, all of that, it's a package, and it created the brand. Mm. And now the brand needs to get out there. What are the challenges that you face when getting the brand, Lebza the Villain, out there?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you have these platforms. You've done so much. You know what I mean? Mm. But now, how can I put this? I'm sure there's still challenges, you know what I mean?
Because
they always say new levels, new devils, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what are the challenges that you are facing currently, you know what I mean?
The biggest challenge is that not everybody will know who the hell you are or whatever you do. And you always have to, like, first impressions are the biggest thing, you know what I mean? So I feel like a lot of people think just because you're on a platform or just because you're on social media and you got numbers or whatever the case may be, that everybody knows you.
Yeah.
And that's not the case, you know what I mean? Now that, like I said, now I want to start speaking to people just beyond Africa.
Oh,
you know, I want to start speaking to the world now. That's my mandate. That's what I'm going for, and that's what I'm going to get. You know what I mean? So now people are not speaking English no more. So that, what then? You know what I mean? Like, you can't communicate properly, or the way you used to.
But at least you have like a proper medium or language, which is music.
Yeah, that's why
it has no boundaries. It has,
however, you always need to find a common ground. You know what I mean? Yeah, always, and that's the challenge. Not everywhere you go and you play your music, not everybody's gonna like it, and not everybody's gonna vibe to it. So you need to find a common ground. And music is something that everybody loves. So if I go to another country and I know that in this country particular, if your song does not have a guitar, it will not fly
you know? Here.
Yeah, then you put a song
you
with
have
guitar,
to put a guitar
know?
In yeah. there. Okay,
so,
okay.
So that's the common ground. That's the biggest challenge for me, is that you send somebody in the Netherlands your music that you think is fire, and they're like, but different people in Portugal are vibing to the music. You know what I mean? The Chinese are loving the music. You know what I mean? The English is use stuff like that. So the biggest challenge right now for me is that getting your name out there and finding a common ground that everybody is just gonna be okay with or vibing with,
I get you. That's fresh. And like you just said, I was about to ask you how do you overcome them, but I feel like when you're like, when you get to a specific country or place, you have to understand the culture there and the different people, and then cater to those people.
Definitely. Like, that's how your market grows. You know what I mean? Yeah.
True. Okay. Okay. That's fresh. No. Okay. Speaking of like, talking about like cultures and people, Joburg is very like
diverse
as a mother. You know what I mean? So, and especially when you go to a hood like Soweto, Soweto has all these people. You know what I mean? Like, everyone basically, the Rainbow Nation, you know what I mean? And just some white people, but like gang, you know what I mean? And then you have this thing where you started last year with Knights of the Villain.
Yeah.
And it was a success, you know what I mean? I wanna ask you, Uguti, what brought you to start that, and why did you target Soweto? Or was it based on the reasons that I just told you, Uguti? Soweto is diverse and it's actually like the heart of
Well, I'm just going to answer the first one, why I started this thing. So I needed a platform for myself as a brand to show people what is in my head and what is my, like, how I imagine the brand to be and how I want people to experience the music, most importantly. So I sat down with myself and I was like, getting gigs everywhere, getting bookings at big festivals or clubs or whatever, that's not mine. It's not sustainable. You know what I mean? So it's not my kind of stuff. So what I needed to do was create something that was mine.
I
could build, that people know that when they come to this event, it will sound like this and it will be shaped like this because it's Lebza's event.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So that's why I started Night of the Villain. Very influenced by Bo, Frankie Knuckles, legends in house music, you know, may he rest in peace.
Yeah.
I did research, bro. I went on YouTube. I checked house music documentaries. I did this. And I found out that, house music started in Chicago in a basement, and there was like 200 people, and it was like a vibe.
Are interested in this.
It's my craft.
This is you. this is your thing.
It's
like,
in my blood,
this,
bro. Yeah, so I really put a lot of time and energy in what house music and just how music generally, what it is. So I did my research and I was like, wow, I need to bring this back. Like, I know this is how house music started, but I want to then take the evolution now. Let's see how the evolution. So that's why I created. And the reason why I chose Soweto was that, like, let me tell you one thing about people from Soweto, bro. They might not have heard about you.
Yeah.
They might not know what you do.
Yeah.
But there's so many of them there that they will support
you.
You know what I mean?
Soweto is a vibe, bro.
Yeah, bro. Like, it's support, bro. Like, you will get support in Soweto.
True.
It's
that's
like
true,
undoubtedly
bro.
Over 5 million people in Soweto.
Of course.
You know what I mean? And
they pull through.
And they want to see. I think the biggest thing about Soweto market is the inquisitiveness
of course,
of it. It's
of
like,
course.
Oh, okay, you want to do this thing. What
so
is this thing?
Who
I
are
come
you,
see. Yeah. And they come and they see it and they fall in love with you. And then they grow with you. And
I like how you think, bro. I'm sorry to catch you. You can continue.
And the ripple effect is crazy because now Soweto sneezed and everybody's catching the flu, bro. And it's like, and Davidson wants you, then Spring wants you, Spreadview wants you, then they want you, then, you know what I mean?
Away.
Then the entire Joburg catches the flu, then the entire country catches the flu.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So that's how I see it, bro. I spend a lot of time in my craft and investing in the knowledge, most importantly. Like, I think you can ask Euphonic, you can ask Fresh. Every time I talk to those guys, I want to know. Like, there's something they know that I don't know, that I want to know. So
I like how you think.
The knowledge is the biggest thing for me, bro.
I honestly like how you think. I won't even, I'm not even fronting for it. Like, I'm listening to you and I'm just like, okay, this gent's mindset is actually within. You know what I mean? We all can learn something from you. I won't even lie. Now you threw me off. You threw me off. No. How's your team, bro?
My team.
I feel like you have a good team.
The team I work with currently is, there used to be a team of good friends of mine. So there's two friends of mine from the township, Ebony Park, where I grew up with them also.
Yeah.
So this guy literally from my childhood.
Yeah.
And another guy's, we went to primary school and high school together.
Oh, where?
The other chick is somebody I met at Boston Media House.
Yeah.
My first year there I met her. And the other chick is currently studying at Boston Media House. So like five of us. You know what I mean? Everybody does, this one chick does PR, the other one does the bookings, the other one does the on-ground marketing, the other one is good with the people, can talk to people, invite people.
You're grounded. I mean? You have this thing like... You planned it. You masterminding this entire design. You're like,
I think the biggest thing is that if you need to look at your career or your craft as a house. That's how I always look at everything I do. Is like, yo, I'll build a foundation, but like, I need somebody who's gonna lay the bricks. I need somebody who's gonna do the roof. And
of course,
they're experts in those fields. You know, you can't do everything yourself.
You can't.
A plumber. There's that and the next. You know what I mean? Exactly. Electrician. You need to call those people.
You can't build a house and expect to when you put a shy foundation.
Then you must paint. Then you must be the security guard. You know what I mean? So it needs to be a house, bro. That's how I always view a lot of things. It really needs to be a house.
That was just a sidebar.
Yeah.
With Knights of the Villain.
Yeah.
Did you expect it to actually be what it is right now?
Right now?
Yeah,
no,
because
bro. Like
when you started it.
I'm so excited to actually answer that question, though. I remember the first Night of the Villain happened at Zone 6 venue, and I was so nervous on the day of the event, bro. Like, ticket sales were low.
On the day of the event, bro.
Ticket sales were low. But people are talking about it, but like, you don't see the tangible side of it. You know what I mean? And I was so, so nervous. And funny how I remember when I was about to perform, they had shut down all the lights. And I went on stage. And all I could see is like people with their phones out and lights were just flashing, bro.
Are you for real?
And I'm like, there's no way those people came here to flash their cameras at anybody else but me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, fact that there was music playing, but by the time I was performing, that's what people were waiting for.
Put your lighters up.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So I was like, damn.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. You know what I mean? You never know how much people love you until you see it. And that's why I always encourage people to go out there and go see if people like you or not. Go see the people. You know, those are your people. Like, the people will tell you the truth. Like, ain't nobody gonna lie. Yeah, together you and I, we can lie to each other. Yeah, so boy, you are good.
Oh, fire!
That's right.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But the minute you go out there, hear what the masses say, because the masses could be wrong or they could be right, and most of the time they're right, bro. You know, so like I just never thought it was actually become what it is today. There's still a bit of challenges and learnings behind it, but the biggest thing is the value that it has given me as a brand. You know, people now want to vibe with me because they know that he's got his own thing and that's cool.
He's,
you know,
a brand straight up. And what do you see for this, like,
for
in
this
the next
event.
Upcoming years?
Yeah.
it's not just now, but in the next
next upcoming years. It's funny because I want to reach a certain amount of people.
Mm-hmm.
While it grows over the years, like I still haven't hit 5,000 people.
Yeah.
And that's what I want. I want to hit 5,000, hit 7,000, hit 10,000 people.
Oh,
and once I've gotten to 10,000 people, I'm going to scale it down again.
Start
from scratch, because I feel like we've seen how diverse the industry is.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen
mm-hmm.
how mm-hmm. quickly it can change.
Aware.
We've seen how new trends can come in and die out.
Exactly.
And come in and die
it's,
out.
It's this thing here. You see this
social
thing,
media.
This internet thing.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah? But it's interesting also.
At the same time, there has to be balance.
Yeah.
Everything has to have balance.
Yeah,
there has to be the good and the bad.
You know what the funny thing is about eventing is that when it starts off small like this, like with a scale of 500 to 1,000 people,
yeah,
it's nice and everything. Then it becomes nice, then it gets to 10,000 people. Then when it gets to 10,000 people, people are like, I suffered.
It's
so you must take it back down again so people can have the experience. Then people want it bigger. Then you could, you know, and remember, this is these people that are going to be circulating around this event
mm-hmm.
are going to be people that are now in primary school, going mm-hmm. to high school, going to varsity, working.
Definitely.
Then it's literally a tunnel.
It's
literally
like
a tunnel that takes
yeah.
people in and push them out the next the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And that
mm-hmm.
channel is very interesting because new markets come in every single year. So that kid is graduating today.
Mm-hmm.
He used to listen to me when he was in high school, but
sure.
now he wants to experience me because he's in varsity.
Varsity.
Then he becomes a young adult. Then there's a new kid
mm-hmm.
who has different traits, different tastes, wants different vibes. You know what
okay.
I mean? I think that's what keeps me on my feet more than anything.
Okay. Man.
Yo, bro.
I'm not even sure if, like, you know what? Okay, fine.
I want to do this again. This is so cool.
This is dope, man. Yeah? Mm. Okay. Okay, we've spoken about this. Now I want to hear your thoughts, or, like, I want to get your mind on this tour you're doing.
Yeah.
So, on the 10th, you're going on tour.
The
UK tour.
Yeah.
Like, tell me about that. How did you get that? How did that come about, bro? Like,
yo, bro, it's interesting because
someone else on the side, like me, because like you were saying before, now would say the market is big.
Mm.
If you really want to penetrate now, you should look at the world
as a market,
the whole thing, the globe as just one thing. You know what I mean? Don't look at it to go, okay, I want to break into SA now.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But how did you break into, or how did you get into a position whereby you can find yourself doing a tour in the UK? How did this thing come about, yo?
Interestingly, a lot of people see the UK tour now that it's finalized and they're like, oh, wow, well done. It's so cool.
Yeah.
I've been working on this thing for over 2 years now. You know what I mean?
Aware.
It goes back to the thing I was saying, that in certain countries, certain sounds vibe mm-hmm. the most than others. You know what I
True.
Mean?
True. Okay.
So I've been sending my music and my mixes for the past 2 years to everybody in Portugal,
mm-hmm.
in London,
yeah,
in Manchester, in Germany, all of those, most of the Europe countries. Because that's where...
Do you send it to like the radio stations or DJs?
Yeah, so I'd send it to DJs, I'd send it to radio stations, community radio stations, that's that. I'd send it to the guys who do the internet stuff, you know what I mean? For 2 years, I've been constantly sending this thing, constantly.
Yeah.
And can you imagine how much music there is in the world and you are just another person sending them music? So it got
Damn.
To
yeah. Oh no, continue.
You know, it got to a point where somebody listened.
Yeah.
And somebody was like, hold on.
There's something here.
What's
man.
Going on?
What
Who
is this?
Is this kid?
What is this?
You know what
here?
I mean? And that person was willing to take the risk because this is I'm not gonna mention his name, but I'll mention his circle. They're the same people that introduced Kulo, the Capo, and Black Coffee 7 years ago. In Europe, you know what I mean? These are the same guys that used to bring the guys that side. You know what I mean? So once they hear you, and they hear that there's something to work with,
yeah,
then they'll take the risk, you know what I mean? And it's funny because most of this trip I had to actually fund myself. Most of it I had to fund myself, pay for my own visa, my own flights. And the guys were like, if you're this side, it's better for us to work
to accommodate
because remember, people don't know you.
Of course.
So now we need to introduce you to people.
Oh,
we need to play more often. People need to hear so that the next time people are like, yo, can you bring that kid back?
Again.
Like, okay. Uh-huh. Now you'll cover his flights, or you'll cover this, you'll do this. You know what I mean? So you need to create the supply and demand chain where you won't buy bread if you don't really need it.
You won't, bro.
Exactly.
Unless
so,
if you like, you're born to champion.
Yeah, but so now I need to create, I need to be the bread that people wanna,
they have
wanna
to
demand.
Now.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. And this is your first tour, né? International tour?
Yeah, yeah, no, this is my first tour. The other gig I once did was here in Mauritius.
Yeah.
In 2015.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it was it was with some brand, actually. Mm-hmm. We just went to Mauritius for a week or so. Just had a good time there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ah, fresh. And are you scared? Because I feel like this is a very, 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 very important tour for you.
Yeah.
Very, very important. Because, like you just said, you need, when you're going there, you're going to sell, and like, people need to know, okay, we need this type of bread for breakfast.
Yeah.
You know
or
what
for
I
something,
mean?
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean?
Or for lunch.
For whatever the same, but we need this bread. Mm. You know, are you scared? Like,
I am terrified.
Yeah.
However, I'm also excited.
Aware.
Because it's not like I woke up and it happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's not like I woke up today and they like, you can come through.
It's been 3 years in the making.
I've been waiting for something like this to happen because I've been creating it and I've been preparing myself mentally. I've been preparing my craft. I've been, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've been making sure that I'm actually ready by the time it comes. Like, I feel like opportunities don't just come. You create a certain channel.
Yeah.
And if anything, you need to be ready when it comes. Because if you're not ready...
Okay, I'm taking that.
Yeah.
I'm taking that. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when an opportunity comes, you need to make sure you're ready. It's like a lot of people I see on social media, somebody would say, guys, there's an opportunity available. Again, Zagala, what? Please apply for this job if you really want it. And people would ask, Ivalani, application date.
Yeah.
And you're like, bro,
what
you're
does
sitting
that
at
matter?
Home. If anything, you should have been working on your craft so that by the time an opportunity comes,
you just,
the stuff is already there.
You just,
you know,
dial at the thing.
If I get a call right now from Adele saying to me, bro, I want to do a song, what do you have? I can give her songs.
Okay. You have
a got.
You have things.
You know, I can say, listen to this, tell me which one you like, which one do you want to rework.
Okay.
I won't say, let's go back and start working on something new because I'm not there yet.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
There are people who can say, I've worked hard enough for somebody to call me and say, yo, I want to work with you. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. Let's be in studio and work together.
Yeah.
Same time.
Aware.
But for somebody that's new technically in the game or overseas internationally, when somebody says, yo, do you have music?
Yeah.
I can't say, let me go produce. I need to be like, listen to this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me which one you like or which one must we remake. Stuff like that. So when the opportunity comes, bro, just be ready.
What you're saying reminds me of we were doing an episode line. We were talking about being an artist, yeah, bro, and what it takes to break into the music industry and stuff.
Mm.
And our guest then, it was episode 3, just in case anyone wants to go back. He was like, luck is preparation meets opportunity, which is exactly what you're saying, Uti. You are prepared right now for anything that can happen. Uti, when opportunity comes, shaykat.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
You have to, bro. It's like going hunting and your gun is not loaded.
That's, you are playing Utlawenza.
Exactly. And then there's your meal standing in front of you and you are not loaded.
Aware.
But you went hunting. So why did you go hunting?
Just for the scenery, for the aesthetics.
You know what I mean?
Okay, no, I like that, Mpisi Yabo. Mm. I wish you all the best, Joe. Like what you just said to me, Mbana, I feel like you're going far, my man. And it's
thanks,
evident
bro.
in how you are moving, you know what I mean? Because I honestly feel like this thing is like a calling, Yabo.
Yeah.
If you're walking your path, everything just lines up like this. It doesn't happen like quick, like you just said. You didn't just come in once and next year you are having a UK tour now. You know, you had to take like 3 years, and then now is the first time where you're actually going in there. They're actually taking a chance with you. You know what I mean? So now it's another thing. Now, okay, you've got into it. Now you have to prove yourself.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
And it's funny because the guys are already telling me about other countries that want to hear me. That I haven't played yet, but there's other potential, like proper potential, other gigs that in Germany, Portugal and stuff like that, that really want to hear me play, but I haven't even played yet.
And you'll be playing live at BBC Radio.
So that's a very cool thing. So I'm going to be live on BBC Radio. Well, not live on BBC, but I'm going to be playing at the BBC studios, taking it live to South Africa. That's the coolest thing about this trip, bro, is that I'm gonna be at the BBC studios playing live to South Africa. You know what I mean? I think, bro, I'm so nervous, but yet again, I feel like I'm so blessed to kind of like have something in my mind come to life. You know what I mean?
And that's a blessing for real.
That's a blessing for real. But forget all your bank accounts. Forget all of that stuff, bro. If something in your mind was conceptualized and it comes to life
and you can experience, you are seeing it happening.
It's one of the best feelings ever, because no money can buy that.
My dog.
Yeah.
Okay. You call your fans villains, right?
Yeah.
So let's say there's a villain right now listening through, and they like have a dream, like you just said, and it's taking forever for it to like manifest, or for him to see what is actually becoming a thing. You know what I mean? Because why we have this platform, why I decided to have this platform, was because I feel like young people don't have people that are doing the things, telling them how difficult it actually is, and you know, which it's actually possible. You know what I mean? Because when we see, for example, when we see a DJ Black Coffee, we don't know the person that you talk to who's in the same circle as the people that helped Coffee break into the international market. You know what I mean? Black Coffee has never shared that. Maybe he has, but young people weren't really listening. You know, it wasn't directed for them straight. So it's like, what I'm trying to ask you is that, what would you say to young people right now who have dreams and who are dream chasers also? You know what I mean? But things are just taking forever to manifest, or things are just taking forever for them to see what's okay. I'm actually on the path. You know what I mean? What would you say to those people?
What I can say is, when you see somebody that was or that's successful right now and doing big tours or whatever, there's always been tough times for that person too, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think most of the big guys don't share how tough it was publicly.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean?
True.
Because that's a very sentimental story. Some guys break down telling you how tough it used to be for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They cry.
Yeah, that's, you know, because that's why I'm like, we need a platform
that talks,
expresses with you. Yeah. It's difficult, bro.
But you know, people don't want to listen. But they don't want to hear your difficult story. People pay more attention to your success story than they do to your tough story. You know what I mean? But I just want to say, if you have a dream or whatever the case may be, you need to sit down, formulate what will work best for you. And once you've got that, no matter how long it takes, when it happens, it's going to feed your soul. There's nothing more devastating than something happening and it does not make you happy, or your soul is not at ease.
Doesn't get lit.
With it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, personally, for me, it has to be in like, it needs to make sense spiritually, emotionally to me, mentally, stuff like that. So it makes me happy.
Okay.
A lot of guys that have dreams, Muntia Zamanje, Amtaisele, dreams, and then they sign, or they want to pop so quickly that once they've popped, they're miserable and not happy.
Yeah, and that happens a lot.
Exactly,
bro.
A lot. Because you are not patient.
Aware.
You know what I mean?
Aware.
So just be patient, bro. And most importantly, keep working on the craft, because that's the main thing.
Aware.
You can't say you're hungry and you're an artist and you're drawing, but when I say show me your drawings,
but
you know, bro, you just need a bit. So keep working on the craft.
Aware.
That's it, bro.
Aware. My dog, I enjoyed this, actually.
Yeah, this was cool.
I enjoyed this, bro. So for yourself, lastly, what do you see for yourself in the near future? Where do you want to be in the near future? Let's say, you know, people always like saying 5 years, yeah. But I just feel like
sometimes
we need to just sooner. we need to just look at it. Guti, times have changed.
Yeah,
like you just said, things are happening at a very rapid speed. You know, so 5 years, you'll be a totally different person, totally different era. So perfect, like, time span would be like 2 years for now, because the evolution might take that long. But when I get through it, then, like, these 2 years, where do you want to see yourself after like 2 years from now?
Yeah, I'd say, most importantly, I'd like to see myself as somebody that represented something and stood for it. Somebody that represented what made that person happy, like what made me happy, and stood by it.
Oh, yeah.
No matter how tough it gets. I think another thing is that there's just a lot of things to pick from, that when things get tough, we just jump ship and do something else.
Yeah, true.
So
true.
I still want to be the guy that represented the idea of wanting to break into other countries, break into other markets, and do that independently, without a major record company or whatever the case may be.
Oh, yeah.
To show people that, yo, it's possible, you know what I mean? Just meet people, talk to people. It might be tougher, but like, meet people, talk to people, it's gonna happen.
It's possible.
Once that happened, I wanna go to a major and be like, this is what I've done.
Yeah.
I need your help. I don't need you.
Yeah.
I need help.
Yeah, assistance.
Yeah, I need assistance. This, yeah. You are just literally a cherry on top of the cake. Oh,
everything
that
you've built. Bro, you know what I mean? Genala. So, because I was saying that exact thing, Guti. Like, if you dala like that, you have, when you get to a stable or like a major, you like, but I have a leg to stand
I've worked,
on. Me.
Yeah,
like,
I've worked, bro.
I mean, I just need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's it.
You have a leg to stand on. Yeah. You can say what you want to say, and it is what it is. You know
but
what
if
I mean?
They find you with nothing.
Then they can
dial out.
They can do anything they want to do with you. You know what I mean? No, I'm Vetu. I really appreciate us having this. Yeah. And yeah, my man, I appreciate. I mean, I have nothing to say, bro. Plug yourself there.
Yeah,
my
man. No, I just want to say thanks, bro. Thanks for having me.
No way. Anytime, my dog.
This is a very different platform, and it's very conversational, intimate, and I really like it. Maybe we should do it again sometime.
Definitely.
When I come back or something.
Definitely.
Yeah. But thanks for having me, bro.
It's a pleasure.
It's coffee that we're drinking.
Yeah,
it's coffee, so it's
just
not
drinking.
Yeah.
Or you think people think?
Yeah,
we'll
people think. Yeah, no, it's just coffee.
Sorry, people. Like, whoever doesn't know, this gent is live right now. That's why he feels the need to, like, clarify with this is coffee, okay?
Yeah. So, and I know people are asking questions, but I will just answer after this. But, yeah, thanks for having me, bro. I really had a great time. Let's do
same
it again.
Here.
Yeah,
same here. Yeah. Okay, he goes by The Villain. He's going on tour next week on the 10th.
Yeah.
He'll be playing there, and he'll be playing Go BBC Radio, and you'll listen to his mix here on Y, ne?
It's
gonna be playing on Y.
Yeah, every Friday at 6 PM. Yeah.
So yeah, just do the things, man. And follow him on
at all social media platforms, whether it's YouTube, SoundCloud, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, everything is the same. Libza The Villain.
Aware.
All one word.
Oh yeah.
Sure.
Okay, no. I won't say much, me, bro. Yo, my throat. I won't say much, because I just feel like, even me personally, I was inspired. So I'm sure, for a fact, whoever's listening on this right now will be inspired by what you just shared with everyone. You know what I mean? And if they're not, then I hope somewhere, somehow, they find something that inspires them, you know? But I like your spirit, man. I like I like how you process, or you look at this industry, you know? Like, I like how you look at how this is how I want to move, because this is who I want to be, you know?
Yeah.
It shows that you have a specific vision, and you've had this vision, and you're not moving away from that, you know what I mean? So I like that, bro. I really, really like that. And I like just how your mind state is. And I know you're going far, bro.
Yeah.
You know?
Nah, thanks, bro.
Mina, personally, I believe that life is like, is created by the people we meet. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, the concept of intersections that show on SABC1, they were like, you sleep with one person,
then
you slept with 10 people. You know what I
mean?
So it's kind of a similar situation for me. It's like, the person you meet, if you meet this person, you've met 10,000 people, you know what I mean? Because like you just said, you just met someone who's in the same circle as the people that are responsible for big names. You know, there must be a reason for you to meet that person, or that person sees something that they saw, because it's still the same person. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So that means like you definitely, you know what I mean? So yeah, man. On that tour, Kill, and then Raps SA, my man. Yeah. Like,
no, definitely.
Definitely. Cool. Oh, thanks, wait. Oh, and also on the 31st.
Yeah, it's
Nights of the Villain.
Yeah, 31st of August is Night of the Villain. It's a Friday, so definitely happening after my mix on YTKO.
Oh, yeah.
It's happening at Zone 6 Venue in Soweto.
Oh, yeah.
I've got Mikasa on the lineup. I've got Mo Flavor on the lineup. I've got Jay Molly. I've got Dr. Marudi, DJ Ankle Tap, just to mention a few. Amachita Soweto, Big Sky, Lemmy Loco, Realm. Vino, you know what I mean? So let's just get yourself there. It's going to be a jump. Tickets are $80 at CompuTicket, 100 rand at the door, 200 rand for VIP, because in Funuba special.
It's Funuba special.
I'm in Funuba special.
It's on fire.
You got my numbers, you got everything, though.
This was Tetanati episode 6. Oh, no, 7. I'm not sure. I think it's 7. Yeah, yeah, it's 7. Damn. My mind is just all over the place. Thank you very much, my dog. No, this was Tetanati, and we are out. Oh, yeah.